Oh, hey, good morning.
Hey there, it's Joe.
Hey, Rachel, how are you?
Not bad, how are you?
I am good as well. I just came into the office like some minutes ago, 48 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah, that's great. You guys are behind me a little bit in time, so sorry about that. But
hello,
good work day so far?
Yeah, I'm just going with the, you know, going with the flow, checking up on all the clients, who needs what, when, how the work is going on and everything about it. Some of my team members haven't arrived yet. They might be stuck somewhere. I'm not sure. You tell me, how about yourself? How was your morning?
It's going pretty good. I looked into, so I don't know if, I think I got ahead of myself on things that I didn't know I already had. So I started looking into it. My website has a host when I bought it. So I've been paying like a couple bucks a month. I thought it was just for the access to the email and everything, but it turns out I was doing that for hosting and everything as well. So I do already have that host platform.
From where? Can you let me know?
Yeah, it was GoDaddy. I thought for some reason they had Google Domains, but I guess Google Domains was their like reseller or something like that. I don't know. So I actually have like a GoDaddy, and yeah, like I said, I pay $18 a month, and it says it's like a WordPress integration or something. So I could have made my own website. I just didn't want to deal with
that.
That is a builder.
That might be a builder. All right. Let me just kind of explain the difference. Why is that? All right. Like, a builder is like, it will not give you the administrationship or the ownership of the website like we're creating. Like WordPress is the website for you is being created on your name. All right, that will have a certificate as well. Like this is your website that we are creating for you. All right, and it is on a the most updated platform. That is, I suppose, 6.0. I'm sorry for that. All right, so that is the reason we ask for a dedicated and not a shared-based hosting, all right, because GoDaddy always provides, well, if it's providing you for $8 or $6 per hosting, that is a shared hosting. And a shared hosting, it means that a lot, like thousands of websites might be there, all right? So that is the reason we always go for a dedicated one so that can work out for you, all right, and not making your website going slower or anything like that, all right? So that is the reason we always opt for that and not for the shared hosting. Yes, because there are two kinds of hosting, like shared hosting and a dedicated one, all right? Dedicated one is the one that works only for your website. On the shared hosting server, all right, thousands of websites or even like hundreds of thousands of websites might be hosted over there, and if any of the one website gets into any kind of malicious activity, all right, all of the hosts is then taken down. And then you'll be contacting GoDaddy like, hey, what happened to my website? Why is it down and stuff like that? All right, because it happened with three of our clients earlier. All right, we were like, okay, well, you can just go ahead and get it through GoDaddy. That is not a problem. You don't mind. All right, but just to make sure that you, Rachel, on the other hand, I know that you're putting in a lot of efforts. I know how the website is being made, and you know it as well, that we're always using the premium things, we're always using the best things. And what if, all right, just to go for a cheaper host, all right, that is also a shared-based server, all right, and that is taken down because of any other website, all right, that was malicious, all right, and you have to go ahead and pay the fine for that, all right? And that's not what I want, all right, because I know how the website has been made, I know how the things are going on, so that is the reason. You know that I have been working, and you have been working as well, on this website for a longer time now. So, and all of the things, all right, that I have provided you, I always go for the information first. So you know, all right, what is this about and how will it benefit you, all right, not me, okay? So I want to put you in a win-win situation, all right, just to go ahead and make sure that Rachel, all right, is doing a good business. It's not causing her any kind of issue. All right, if you want, all right, I can send you a link where you can read people's review about GoDaddy hosting, all right, that is down, that they're charging much, they will be charging you more in the future, they will take it down, and then they will be asking for more money, like, hey, the website got taken down, and this is the money that you have to pay, otherwise the website will be down, because once the website gets hosted onto your hosting server, all right, my company or me will not be responsible for any kind of maintenance or anything like that, because it will be hosted on someone else's company, not mine. So this is what it is about. So if that's not a problem, we can go with that. That's not an issue. But my personal suggestion and advice to you, all right, will be to go for a dedicated one, not a not the one that is a shared based hosting server.
Gotcha. Okay. So I mean, but so I guess I'm, like I said, I'm still just like on this. So I just feel like, I don't know, I'm already paying for it and I just had no idea. So I was going to think, like, rather than just keep spending, you know what I mean? Since, I mean, I'm just getting started, all I needed is just to get it launched. I don't think I'll be having, like, tons and tons of traffic, but, you know what I mean? If the website does go down for, like, a day or so, luckily I'm not internet-based, so I can't become. So I think right now I'm going to hold off on the hosting since I was already paying for it, and I don't even know how, you know what I mean? I don't want to up dip. So for now, we will hold off on the hosting. If down the road, like, since I'm paying once a month on this or whatever, like, next year, since I, like, own this website, right, that was, like, part of the package I signed up for, that it's, like, you own the website, I can move over to, like, a better host issues, right?
Well, once the website gets hosted, all right, I will just go ahead and have my team to go ahead and get the hosting, get the website on your host, all right? Because I'm not sure that if you guys are the GoDaddy will be putting up a backup option over there as well, if the website is down.
That's the thing that I was looking at, because that's what I was actually trying to weigh the options. Once I, like, realized what I had, I called in to GoDaddy, and I just said, lay out everything I'm already paying for, because when I got it started, like I said, I just thought I was paying for, like, access to the email and the domain. And then you guys started talking about hosting, so I just started doing a little digging. I'm like, maybe, I don't know. So they said I do have that with, like, a I forget what the backup is. It's like I do have, like, a backup if it goes down, that they like,
if that's
save the data.
If I can check on what kind of hosting are you using, if that's okay? If I can.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, okay. Just give me a quick minute, all right? Okay.
Yep.
It was the WordPress hosting, you said?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
So, yeah,
and
I do know that they said I have to log in. Let me go into my admin thing. That's how I found it. So, and then called, like, the rep on it. Let me go back. Let me figure out what I just was. Hold on. It is GoDaddy. I don't know. I think I just hit domain. Hold on.
All right.
Okay, so I have,
just give me a minute. Let me, check up on my end as well. Just give me a quick second.
Yeah. It says Ultimate Managed WordPress Website, and it comes with all this stuff. I don't know. And then it says, next to that, it says Set Up. And from what the guy was saying was that you guys, it'll give me, like, a login from you guys, or you guys get my login or something, and then you just launch it on there. So I was like, I think that's kind of what was explained to me yesterday. So I think I already have, like, you know, what that was. So for this year, I'm just going to keep it as is rather than going through trying to get, you know what I mean? So
yeah, absolutely.
Horrible and my website's down all the time. I know I'll call you and we'll go from there, but...
All right, okay, just give me a quick minute, all right?
Yeah, it's all good.
Hey, Rachel, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, okay, just give me a quick minute because I do not have that kind of a, you know, good knowledge about the hosting service. So I have Arthur, all right, on the line. So let me just go and connect you over to him so he can explain you much more better why we don't go for shared hosting service.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Hello?
Yep, I'm here.
Hi, Rachel. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing well. Fantastic. Thank you so much for asking. Right, Rachel, I believe you had a word with Joe, and there were a couple of things that you actually shared with him as far as the hosting really went. Did you get a hosting from somewhere else? Maybe somewhere like GoDaddy
yeah.
or something? Okay. And what did they tell you?
So I have hosting like included in like my package of the domain and everything, I guess, that I'm already paying for. So yeah, it was through GoDaddy.
Okay. Now, did you tell them, did you guys have a word with their consultants or their technical team, maybe?
I have not worked with their technical team or anything like that. The most that happened was last night after bringing, the hosting to my attention, you guys, I started just kind of doing a little research on, what I was already paying for and everything. Whenever on the email it brought up GoDaddy, I'm like, hey, I think I have GoDaddy, actually, now that I think of it. So I pulled it all up. And I called them this morning to see what I have and what I don't have with, my package. And they said I do already have hosting for WordPress. It's called, an ultimate WordPress package. I have backup and all that stuff on there. So I just was thinking, there's no sense in double dipping. I might as well just go with, the hosting site I already have.
Okay. Now, I'll explain how that works. Because usually what happens is if you tell them that your website is actually a portal-based website, which would basically allow users to, let's say, log in on a regular basis or, let's say, interact with the website in the form of lead generation or traffic as well. There are a couple of things that are actually present within the package that we're fine with as well, such as the unlimited storage, the unlimited visitors. That's exactly what we need. But apart from that, there's one thing that's actually missing from this package, which is actually 100% essential to actually making sure that your website is a portal. Now, a portal-based website, anytime that you actually sign up for, let's say maybe, even if internally, if you're hired somewhere, what happens is they do have a website, but apart from that, let's say on different pages where people tend to, let's say, log in and then eventually, let's say, check on their own information or, let's say, explore the entire website or, whatever the status is, whatever that case may be, it's actually made on a separate domain, which is also known as a subdomain. Now, the main domain that you currently have may be sopranoagency.com, but when it comes down to your portal, the portal is actually built on a separate requirement, which is basically going to be your subdomain. Your subdomain is basically going to act as another domain, but it's going to be an extension of the same domain, which is, let's say, portal dot or crm.sopranoagency.com. So that's an extension of the original domain, meaning that you wouldn't really be dealing with a single website. You'd be dealing with multiple domains at the same time. So that's exactly why the requirement changes over here. Otherwise, if it allowed us to – remember I told you yesterday as well that, there's going to be a requirement where we're going to be having to speak about, having more and more websites included within the same hosting itself. Now, the thing is, the more websites that you plan on adding into this as well, the more it eventually ends up scaling up the package itself. So that's where, let's say, you're paying – you may be paying, two or three times the original value of the entire package itself, the moment you actually plan on having another subdomain added into this. Now, let me tell you this. There are going to be two additional subdomains. One of them is actually going to be for the Compare Quotes page, and the second one is actually going to be on the Client Center page. So that's why you won't really have sopranoagency.com, but you'll also have, let's say, quote.sopranoagency.com and CRM or portal.sopranoagency.com. So that's how it's going to be. It's not going to be just a single website. It's going to be three different websites operating under a single domain, which is going to be Soprano Agency, but addition of two additional subdomains for the entire portal process. Because if you were to actually have same things within the same website itself, it tends to get heavy, number one. And number two, the UX also goes down as well, which isn't really good for any other purposes, because that's where, separate attention is actually required. If you were to exactly have everything, or including the security, within the single domain itself, I'll explain how that works as well. See, now, in a case where, let's say, because WordPress sometimes tend to be very susceptible to a lot of attacks. Now, in a case like that, such as, let's say, because more often what happens is if your website does not have its plugins updated on a regular basis. What happens is the website ends up crashing multiple times with the same hosting, number one. And number two, it also is then taken over by another hacker, which then redirects your website's traffic to their traffic. So let's say there's another insurance agency that's been doing SEO for quite a while. They see you ranking on important keywords. They then eventually then identify you as a competitor, and they tend to hire companies. This case is something which I've seen with another agency client of mine as well, and the recovery ended up happening for about the total cost for actually having all of that repaired and also having their data retrieved was worth $7,200. That was just too much for them to handle as well. So that's exactly why we have to build different subdomains for portals, and because again, they contain sensitive information that is only supposed to be shown to the client and no one else. So there's going to be a very high chance that if your everything relies on the same domain, they're eventually going to end up hacking onto it itself as well. So that's why I'm just going to make sure that you know all of this. I've been in the industry for about 15 years at this point, and I've seen this happen a lot much more often. And I'm sorry I've been speaking a lot. I just wanted to make sure that you know.
Oh, no, that's okay. Mm-hmm. A lot of, like, variables in there, so I definitely appreciate, like, that because those are things I don't even think of. But it did get my wheels turning on a couple other things. So first we'll address the multi-domains. So those domains, when it takes it to those links, are those already pre-created in what EasyLinks sent me? So EasyLinks is my customer, the CRM that it takes it to. They gave me those things that I sent you guys. So is that normal to have it go to, like two other domains? Do I need to purchase those other two domains? Or, like, is it standard for that to happen? Or is there an alternative, I guess, is my question. Like, how that's being built in, is that kind of, like, the way it was naturally supposed to be? Or is it just an easier way you guys came up with?
Oh no, it's not just an easy way. It's a much more difficult way. I'll explain how that works as well. But it's for the better. It's for to actually maintain your own security as well. Now, to address the domain, which exact domain do you have? SopranoAgency.com or is it MantoSopranoAgency.com?
MantoSopranoAgency.com.
Okay, perfect. So that's just a single domain right now. Now, what I mean by additional domains is subdomains, basically meaning that you could say that those are supplementary domains that are actually falling under MantoSopranoAgency.com.
Right. When you click those portals, I gotcha. And I don't need to pay for those because it's a domain, not like its own standalone, right? It's just kind of like it opens like a new tab almost of like a different like portal to it, right?
That's correct, and I'll explain how that works as well. Now that you have your domain available, since you've purchased your domain from Google Domains, the thing is that we definitely have to purchase additional subdomains as well that are actually going to fall under MantoSopranoAgency.com. But if you get this done through us, we'll find a way to actually have that done through ourselves as well without having you to pay more, and have those subdomains added within this entire game itself as well. Because again, keep in mind that you need to maintain your security, you need to keep your websites up, and you also would need you would be definitely needing security that will basically allow your website to stick in for a long time. Because the moment WordPress releases an update, it's usually because there's someone who has actually found a patch or has probably found a way to actually integrate themselves into the website using the contact form 7. Every website builder at this point that uses WordPress uses Contact Form 7 itself as well. If I open up the Wappalizer, I'm able to see that we've used a Contact Form 7, Slider Revolution, and WooCommerce. Currently, I don't think we're doing any products on the website, right?
Yeah, no. Pretty much my website, I mean, I definitely appreciate you guys like giving the rundown, like the risks and security and like all that. I just am using it kind of as like an advertising tool versus as much of like a service. Like, I'm not really as much like website internet based. It's just kind of that's like an advertising. You Google insurance near me, they come there, they get a rundown, and if they feel like putting in their info, it's great. So I don't know that I'll be having that much traffic. Obviously, I would like to, but my industry and kind of like what I'm marketing towards, I'm not really going to be doing too much heavy lifting on the like that side of things. So I don't really know if I need like a crazy extensive like hosting and this, that, you know what I mean? I don't want to just be paying like twice. So I definitely think on the hosting side of things, and wait, and then real quick, you brought up the hosting is directly related to also security. So by not going with subdomains on a broader hosting platform, I'm at risk of data breaches and hacking, correct?
That's correct. If you are, let's say, operating on a single domain, that's why every, let's say, just pull up any other agency website or, let's say, you know, that actually has clientele being regularly updated within the website itself. The moment you actually pull them up, they will be pulling up on different subdomains, such as, let's say, you know, currently we have orbitdesignagency.com. Now, if we create a CRM or a sort of a management system within the entire website itself, it's going to be on a separate domain, because not only is that going to be heavy, number one, number two, it's also going to require us to actually maintain a very high level of privacy and security, because the moment any information is actually let out by your clients or is actually taken over, this happened once with my one of my other insurance clients as well. His name is Adam Holbert. He's actually in Texas at this point. And the thing is, the problem was that he started all this insurance agency off on his own itself as well. Guy has a lot of experience as well. He's quite old too. But the thing is, he wasn't really tech savvy and didn't really know. I didn't know myself at that time itself as well that, you know, this might end up being a massive problem if he doesn't really have that security. Because, again, that security was, if we really had that security and WordPress was not vulnerable at that time, what would have happened is that his clients would have been felt safe itself as well. Now, his reputation is ruined, and also at the same time, his private information, his clientele information, and all the information that it was shared with the clients itself within the portal itself was actually leaked. So that's what actually caused all of that risk. Now, I'm basically trying to make sure that there's no risk later down the road, and you know, it doesn't really come onto us itself as well. Because again, that guarantee, if it's eventually, you know, because again, if let's say, you know, if you had another developer or maybe someone else, they'd be basically giving you the same recommendations, because they would want to make sure that your client information is actually secure and is also kept within with yourself and the client itself. None apart from that. Yeah, go ahead.
What was that last $1,000 then? I thought I was paying for that security of that SSL and everything. From my understanding, that was the security to protect that data and everything like that. Plus, I do have cyber liability coverage, but now it's just, I'm just getting, I guess the waters are getting a little muddy. So I thought I was under the impression, I mean, that I was protecting myself. We had the same spiel like a week ago. Okay, so combine together the CMS plus the SSL so that it would be like, secure, but now you're saying, now if I don't go on this hosting by you guys, then that negates the SSL and it just still isn't secure?
Oh, I'll explain how that works as well. See, now, that's the last $1,000 that you basically paid for was for the content and the SSL. Now, SSLs are basically used as a layer to protect the website from basic attacks, such as DDoS attacks. Now, DDoS attacks usually happen when, let's say, maybe you have a ton of visitors that are coming in at the same time, or maybe there's another, let's say, you know, a competitor of yours that's actually using multiple systems to actually reach out to the website, form too many requests, and then eventually have the website pushed down. That's what the SSL basically protects. And apart from that, let's say, you know, you have your credit card information. Someone's putting up their credit card information onto the website. Now, you've more often seen those websites where, let's say, you know, the moment you actually enter their domain, there's a lock button right next to their entire subdomain, which is, let's say, you know, in our case, you see a lock right next to the URL, which is https://. Exactly.
Otherwise, so, they'll tell you it's not secure, like, get out of here, it's not a safe site type thing, go back to safety.
Exactly. Now, anyone coming to an insurance, yeah. That's what the SSL is. It's just to show people that the website is secure and you can basically upload any information, share your information, your contact information with this person. Otherwise, it's going to show that it's not really secure. And, you know, the SSL is not that costly, but at the same time also at least helps us protect and also is used in search engines as well to show people that, you know, this site can be trusted. Otherwise, it won't be. So it's basically, consider it as a trust certificate apart from just the rest. But if you would want to full-scale protect your entire website, that's where, you know, the hosting, maintenance, and also at the same time, because you're also getting every plan that you purchase gets you a year's worth of maintenance plan. Sorry about that.
Okay. And oh, no, you're fine. So I do know that also when I talked to, like, my web provider today, he did bring that up, that it had that SSL in there. But then when you just said I did pay for content, the CMS in that last 1,000, what all did I get on my first 1,000? I went with that silver package, which from my understanding I thought already had CMS in there. So am I double dipping on that CMS? Because, yeah, that silver package, I'm almost positive it said it had that on there, which is why on my original application I checked off, yes, I wanted CMS, and then SSL, I didn't know what that was. But, yeah, so what is the difference then between the included CMS that I paid for initially and then versus this, the new payment on the CMS?
Let me just make sure that I'm getting this right. You purchased the silver package, right? Silver website.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Mind if you give me a minute? I'll just take a look into this and see if there's, by any chance, a mixture between the payments. Otherwise, that's where I may be able to get you a good compensation. Just give me a moment.
Okay, yeah, sorry about that.
That's all right.
I brought that up. I'm like, I think I already had that. So,
okay.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Just give me a moment. I'll be right back. Hey, Rachel, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Awesome, great. Okay, so just to be sure, because the second invoice doesn't really include a CMS, it may include content writing. Now, content management system is basically where, let's say, you would be getting access to the entire website, and you'll be able to make changes into that, right? So that's the CMS. But the content writing, or let's say, that might be something that might be paraphrased into a different way. That may be sounding similar to how a CMS looks like, but it's completely different. That's where the web content comes in. And the best part about that web content is that you would also be getting SEO integration, meaning that any of the content that's actually written would actually be helping you rank faster on Google on especially your own brand keywords, such as Manso Soprano. Someone searching for that and directly showing up on that itself as well. So that's not a duplication. CMS is usually given to our clients within the initial consultation itself as well, because we believe in giving 100% rights to our clients as well, and also at the same time helping them manage, even let's say giving them short lessons on how to exactly make changes into the website and making it for the making them feel like home. So that's something that we do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that's different than
absolutely.
Like the content side. Okay,
completely.
Just want to make sure that's content. I'm like, I thought content was the content that I just did, so I didn't know. Okay. I'll just run like the risk of just sticking with the GoDaddy. That way, since I'm already paid for it, I don't, I don't want to go through fighting them for a refund and then double dipping, paying more than I need to. So no on the hosting, we'll stick with the GoDaddy one. And I think we should be good. And then real quick, I just went on as like a tester. Do you have a computer? Are you on the computer, like, in front of you?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Can you go to Jacoby, Jacoby, and Associates.com?
Jacoby?
B as in boy, Y as in fellow.
KACOBY.
Yep.
Jacoby.com.
Oh, sorry, and Associates.
Jacoby and Associates. Let me just pull this up real quick.
It should be like a blue website.
Okay, I found it. Let me just pull this up real
quick. If you go to Client Center in that top corner, it'll take you to, that's kind of like what, this is the exact product that Client Login, yeah, click on Client Login, and it takes you to customerservice.agentinsure.com/EasyLinkService. J Agency account login. That's pretty much the exact thing of the Client Center. So I don't know if it's actually like my domain or if it's EasyLink's domain, but we are like the sub producer on it. It just has our branding at the top. That's what it needs to do, because it's, like I said, it's the same thing through EasyLink. It's the same customer like management system. So that's what that.
If you pull up that same page itself as well as the Client Center, there, if within the drop-down itself, it's taking them to another domain, by the way. It's showing customerservice.agencyinsure.com, right?
Yeah, yeah, but it's not, is
it's
that
not
associated to your website? Yeah, is that associated to Jacoby or the third-party provider of the CMS, which is the EasyLinks? That's where my question is.
EasyLinks, okay, so... It's not just it doesn't really belong to EasyLink or Jacoby Agency either. So none of these are basically applicable. But until unless Jacoby had made an account, JA Agency made an account with them, it's not really possible. And that's exactly why they have this on a separate domain. And it's, by the way, it's a subdomain once again, customerservice.agentinsure.com/customerservice, et cetera, so on and so forth. That's why it's on a subdomain.
Right, right. So my question is, I mean, I'm using the exact same thing, but instead of customerservice.agentinsure, mine's going to say all the same stuff, /Manso Soprano, or however they have it. So my question is, like, whose responsibility is that? Is that something you guys would have to build? Or, like, you know, I just don't understand that, because it's a prefabricated, like, interface in there. It just has to link to my specific, like, customer portal through EasyLinks. This one is just a different insurance agency using the exact same system. So it'll just be my name. So that's why it's like I get it's a subdomain, but is it technically a subdomain of me? Or is it a subdomain, or is it a domain of whoever customer service and agent insurer is?
Well,
you know
it
what I mean?
Has to be your subdomain, right? That's why. It if it belongs to someone else, you're actually taking them to a third-party platform. But if it is yours and, you know, you're having business done directly with yourself itself as well, that's where the subdomain is basically required from your end. That's exactly why you would be requiring that. Otherwise, I wouldn't have
okay.
really
that's
needed
what this. I was just,
yeah.
Like, I just know how that, like, I saw that, and that's the exact same situation. I don't know how that integration works. That's why I was like, technically, who is it? So, okay. But, yeah, we'll just keep everything as is for now. And then, yeah. On this content form I'm filling out, it doesn't really ask for what to put under the pages. Is that something that I'll have to do under the once I get access? Or do I just fill that in under, like, additional info? So, like, I want to put in there, like, when you click on general liability, like, what shows up under each tab? And I just don't see a space for that on the PDF.
Well, I think that, you know, because, again, there's a space off about, let's say, 500 to 600 words. That's where that could basically go according to the UI that's currently available. But if you were to go with more and more content, that's also possible. You could just basically, you know, maybe even have a design sent over to us, and maybe we could make changes accordingly. But overall, I'd say that, you know, this is the content that's actually good to go with. But apart from that, Rachel, just need to make sure that you have the right hosting itself available for this entire plan too. Content is not a problem. You could have as much content as possible within the entire pages itself as well. And you could definitely mention how many pages you would want on your own itself as well. Is that a content brief, by the way?
Yep, the content brief.
Okay.
I haven't had it filled out yet, and I like had it halfway, and I know it's a hold up because I've been so busy, and I pulled it up last night to complete, and I'm like, I don't want to give you guys more than you're asking for yet, maybe, you know what I mean? But I also didn't want to give you, not enough. So I figured I'd ask you while I have you on the phone.
Well, that's not a problem. See, in a case like that, you know, our recommendations are basically made upon the entire idea behind actually helping our clients, not only just helping them actually become much more secure, but also at the same time give them the ability to really utilize all of that information for, let's say, you know, later down the road itself as well. Because you're becoming a businessman very soon, and in a case like that, you know, you definitely need to make sure that you have enough space and all the different things available for your all of your different websites. You know, how soon do you plan on becoming a millionaire, by the way?
Yeah, I know, right? We're working on it.
Well, that's great. Well, just so you know, I'm pretty sure that you're familiar with entrepreneurship itself too. So in a case like that, you'd probably be dealing with about 72 businesses before you actually build 7 successful businesses, and that basically requires you to actually purchase 72 different subdomains itself too. Now, in a case like that, I really do hope that every business that you open really does bring in a fruitful amount for you as well, and also at the same time help you establish it for the longer run. But you need to make sure that you have all of that enough knowledge and grasp all of this basic ideology, which basically allows you to make sure that you are able to do all of this on a very frequent basis. So let's say, you know, the same insurance agency is through, you're probably going to be planning on building another business, or let's say, you know, as soon as you've automated this one. So that's basically my entire point is that, you know, you'd probably be requiring a good amount of space and also at the same time enough to actually make sure that you have enough websites in all different places, especially if, let's say, if you acquire hosting from us, that's where you're getting space for about 10 different websites. That's apart from just the entire website that you have, that you would be having for the moment itself as well, according to the GoDaddy package. It's just a single website package. Keep in mind that, you know, there's going to be subdomains, there's going to be tons of other things, and you would also need to make sure that you're secured from every single standpoint. So that's what it really is, and that's why I would really prefer if you were to actually opt in with the options that we actually gave you. What do you think, Rich?
I mean, that all sounds like amazing and like very, very like, you know, entrepreneurial and everything. But for now, I would love to start side ventures and everything. But right now, this insurance agency is my baby. It's going to take a lot of time and attention to really get it going. They say first 3 years in insurance agency is like make or break it. So for right now, I don't think I need all of like the different like, you know, capabilities of expanding, but who knows, maybe, you know, if I take off faster down the road. But for now, I think I will be okay with just kind of like the smaller mom-and-pop style. Nothing too crazy. Don't want to bite off more than I can chew, you know?
I understand that. That's completely fine. But how do we plan on resolving this one website issue?
Just kind of watching my back, and I definitely appreciate that's why I hired you guys on as, you know, professionals, and I appreciate all of the options. But, yeah, for now, I definitely think I'm just going to kind of keep it to, like, middle ground where it's doable, but it's nothing too crazy yet. So.
I get that. I completely get that. But see, there's just one thing that needs to be resolved, however, that is the one website issue. Now, according to that package, the WordPress hosting package that you have, the ultimate one, it only allows me to set up the entire website with just one simple website. How do we plan on resolving the subdomain issue? Because, again, security issues, remember?
Yeah. Don't want to be too heavy. Let me, I guess, call over that and see what the solution is. If it's a hard no that they can't do it, I'll call you back. We'll go from there. But let me see what to do about that.
All you got to do is just ask them if you would have the ability to upload multiple subdomains.
What was that?
I'm sorry, Rachel. I think your voice went static. That's all right. Well, just ask them if you have the ability to upload multiple subdomains within the same package itself as well, which then would basically allow you to, let's say, you know, pull up a client center and et cetera. So that way we'd then be making sure that, you know, all of that is done. And I'm pretty sure you also need to tell them that it's a portal-based website, and that's where you would basically be having that option itself too. So just make sure of that, and
cool.
I'll be back. We'll then definitely have a word and make this right.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah, let me call them. I'll call them right now so we know and we can get this wrapped up. And, yeah, that'll be great. Thank you so much for your time.
No problem at all. Take care of yourself, Rachel. We'll speak to you soon.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.